Now, it can be difficult to know how and when to talk about difficult topics with children. And with the current issues of race, racism, and protests around the country, it can be hard to know where to start and what resources are available. Two staff members at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture put together a list of books for children and young people of all ages. Kendra Flanagan is the staff lead for the Teaching and Learning Unit of the Education Department at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. She oversees development of programming and resources to assist educators in incorporating African American history in their classroom. Also with us, Anna Hindley, director of the Early Childhood Education Initiative at the museum. Her work focuses on supporting positive identity development for young children. Anna, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having us.
And Kendra, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. It's an honor. Thank you.
Anna, can you tell us why you put together this list of books aimed at children of different ages on these topics like skin color, racism, and protest?
Sure. So Kendra and I work together on this list because it is a concrete step in a practice that is the practice of being anti-racist and raising anti-racist, anti-biased children. The work really is daily. It's a muscle to build, and it's in each choice we make. And so with children's literature and books, that's something that most families value and bring into their homes. It's certainly in the classrooms. And so in those books, in those messages, like in the images that we see in books are incredibly powerful in telling children whose stories matter and the social cultural narrative. And so while the work of being anti-racist, like I said, is a practice and ongoing, looking at books with children is one concrete thing that you can do to really like critically assess the images and words children are digesting daily.
Kendra, you and Anna came up with a lot of titles for the list. Was it hard to find? Is there a lot of coverage of these issues in books for young children and older children?
The field and the arena of children's literature is constantly changing and reflecting our society and our societal needs and desires. So we've seen in recent years and now more importantly within the past few months an explosion of literature that is more aimed towards having these conversations, towards opening the door for these conversations with families, caregivers, educators, and the children that are in their lives.
And I could see a parent saying, yeah, I see race as a very important topic, but for a little kid, I don't feel like they're ready for that. What would you say to them?
Oh, my gosh. I think you just asked one of the questions I've been asked most in my career, because I think that is really heavy on the hearts and minds of adults, is that what they don't want to do is point something out that then leads to prejudice and bias and racism. Right. But what actually we're doing when we talk about what we see, talk about race, talk about difference, is we are really honoring children for who they are as learners. So what we know is that children see racing starting at 6 months. And by 3 years old, children are making decisions based on like who they play with, based on race. And then by 5, 6, 7, you really see those like pre-prejudicial thinking turn into prejudice. So by not having conversations, our silence is speaking louder than our words possibly could by saying this is taboo, this is something we can't talk about, this is off topic. But the reality is we live in a racialized culture where race matters and race impacts every one of our lives. And we have to have these conversations starting out in the like very early years with starting from birth in a way that is layered. So that celebrates difference, but acknowledges difference. And then as the years go with the child's life, you can build in the conversations about justice and fairness. And you put it in the language that they understand. And every 3, 4, 5 year old is going to relate to what is fair, what isn't fair, and what is hurtful. And so that's how we have those layered conversations, but it's a conversation that has to happen starting at birth.
And Kendra, Anna mentioned the conversations, and the idea of this book list isn't just hand the kids the book and walk away. You make the point on there that it's the books plus talking to the kids about what they're looking at, the pictures and the words. Talk about how we can have a successful conversation.
Absolutely, yes. Using literature, children's books as a doorway, as an opening for conversations, as a conversation starter with the children in your lives is a really important concept. For many of us know that the more that children are read to, the more words, the more vocabulary, the more concepts that they're exposed to, the better for their overall growth and just intellectual and social maturity. Having books that talk about being anti-racist and that look at race and look at the history, it gives us an opportunity to really talk about these concepts, talk about the vocabulary, expose kids. It, again, speaks to what Anna was speaking about earlier, is like it gives us a way to have these conversations and not stay silent. Also with older children, thinking about a way into understanding what they already know, what they have conceptualized, what they're already understanding, and getting into that emotional conversation of what things may have happened to them, what may be happening in their own lived experience. Books give us that bridge to having those conversations.
We're talking to Anna Hindley and Kendra Flanagan from the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture, looking at a reading list they have out on issues like racism, race, anti-racism, and protest for kids and their parents. Well, let's start naming some names, Anna. What were some of the titles you were most excited to get on this list?
Oh, my gosh. It was really hard to narrow it down to 12 books. Kendra and I are both such enthusiasts of books. And I think, though, what excites me is really that we can start at birth with children. And so the books like Shades of People, Shades of Black, both of those are so appropriate that you can start looking at with your infants and then layer in the language as the child grows. And we know that children really connect to photographs, and it's such an opportunity for parents to have rich conversations and also kind of have that safety net. If this is something new for the adult, a new conversation for the adult, that books provide that. And I love both of the images and Shades of People and Shades of Black, and just seeing the range of humanity.
And Kendra, how about some books as we move up to kids who are a little older than that?
For me, particularly thinking about this list, Stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibram X. Kendi, and the book Enough, 20 Protesters Who Changed America by Emily Easton. Those are two books that I think really speak to the historical foundations and give parents, caregivers, families, an opportunity to really talk about the history and where all of this conversation about race and racism, where this started, how it started, and give some insight on why we are where we are today.
And I want to talk about your audience here. Are you, is this pitched toward parents with white children, parents with children of color, or all of the above?
You know, we did a lot of talking about this as we were developing this list, and we really did try to aim it for all of the above, that there's something for everyone on the list. I think there's certainly something to be said to focus on different social identities and books for those, because I think the conversation is certainly different with white parents versus black parents versus, you know, people of color. And so the conversation is going to look slightly differently for each family. And each makeup of a family, but we definitely tried to include something for everyone. I think the area on the anti-blackness was something that we wanted to offer that we weren't seeing in some other book lists, to really uplift the beauty of humanity, and that there's so much to celebrate about being black and for black people.
Kendra, if a parent goes through the list, burns through all the books that are appropriate for their kid at that age, are there other resources available at the National Museum of African American History and Culture that they could do then to follow up on that?
Certainly, yes. Well, we have a web portal called Talking About Race through our museum's website, which would be a wonderful place for parents, caregivers, families, educators to come and get some more background information for themselves, do some of their own thinking about how they interact and think about race and their own identity, as well as then some tips for opening up conversations with the young people in their lives. And then there are some outside organizations that we both, both Anna and I, also look to for resources and information. And for one that I think about often is Teaching Tolerance. And that's a really wonderful space, I think, for educators to really engage in.
We'll make sure we have a link to that at WPR.org/Central Time. Anna, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was going to add another resource that that we love to learn with and learn from is Teaching for Change. It's a DC organization that's local here, but also has national reach. And they've recently launched a program called Freedom Reads, Anti-Bias Book Talk Series. That's really incredible. And I hope everyone checks out.
We'll leave it there for now. Anna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Kendra, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you so much.
That was Anna Hindley and Kendra Flanagan from the National Museum of African American History and Culture. They joined us to share their thoughts and a lot of great resources on talking with children and young people about race, racism, and protests. We have those resources linked over at WPR.org/Central Time.